Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, I don't think she is. Jamie Yuccas is here. How are you?
Hey. Hi. Can you hear me?
I can't.
Can you hear me? Test. Check, check.
Hello. Among our topics early, since Joe Biden is in town right now.
I heard that was happening.
Yes, in Rosemont. The official's telling us it's not Rosemount. It's Rosemont.
Oh.
So, yeah. If you could have lunch with one of the living presidents, Jamie, it's you and a living president, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, Joe Biden. I selected George W. Bush.
Oh, I would say the same. Isn't that funny? I would say the same thing because I feel like you don't hear from him as much.
Yes. And there were many parts of the administration I did not agree with. So I'm not, I don't need to go there and just have somebody I happen to agree with. So much happened on his watch. He also comes off as a great guy. People, Pat Royce was with this last hour talking about so many people he knows who when he owned the Rangers, who say he's a great guy. I think he'd give you honest answers. So I would go W, you also.
I totally would. And I want to know about his relationship with Michelle Obama. I'd love to learn more about his, you know, marriage and what makes that work. I think there's just so many things you could talk to him about, his artwork.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay. Insiders are telling me you just spent a fair amount of time in Mexico City.
Insiders or my Instagram page that you checked out?
It would be your Instagram. That's one of my insiders.
Yes.
The Gram is one of my insiders.
the whole platform.
Yes. How was it?
It was amazing. I had a really great break. It was a friend's 50th birthday, kind of in the middle of it. So did a fun trip of seeing Mexico City and then going to San Miguel de Allende, which my good friend and colleague Ben Tracy told me I would love and gave me some excellent restaurant recommendations. I got a lot of messages from people going, oh, my God, aren't you scared that Mexico City isn't safe? If you know where to go, it's an amazing city. It's really amazing.
That's
the history,
everybody.
The architecture, the food.
Yes.
Fantastic. Yeah.
The folks who I probably have a dozen or so friends who've been there say the exact same thing as you. That, yes, like many big cities, there's crime, and there are parts where it's a problem. But there are so many areas to go to that are safe, historic, and beautiful, and you just need to be smart about where you go.
Well, and what time of day you go, to be honest. I mean, there's some neighborhoods I'm not going to go at night, but I feel very comfortable going during the day. I do have to tell you, I never feel dumber than when I'm in Mexico because I only speak English, and I do speak sign language, but I don't know any Spanish. And now, having lived in Los Angeles for almost 5 years, there's no bigger moment where I feel like an idiot than trying to communicate in Mexico.
Have you thought about trying to pick up Spanish even now?
I have. I'm actually thinking that might be my 2022 kind of, you know, goal, is to try to learn at least some, right?
Yeah. I agree.
Really good. I'm really good on food menus, knowing the food, like polo, chicken, camarones, shrimp. But other than that, not so good.
Well, it reminds me of I took one college trip abroad with my closest friend at the time, and we did 28 days backpacking around Europe, right? Cheap. We did it on $25 a day.
Oh, my gosh.
We get to France, and my friend Eric had taken 1 year of French. And he's like, I got it. I go, you don't have it. I swear to God, all he had was jambone for ham. And I'm like, we can't just go around and have you with the right accent saying jambone. And all of a sudden, because you know ham, we're going to have a lot of success. But I think, you know, an area that the collective we, the United States of America, where we failed is we should be learning a second language, all kids, when they're going to school. No choice.
Well, you're supposed to take language in high school, but I think most of us just kind of cruise by. I took German, but I sprechen die Deutsch.
Nein. Ich habe Hunger. But I'm saying even elementary school. You get to pick, right? And it is just a part of your curriculum the entire way.
I like it. I'm on board.
Yeah. Yep. Did you also go to Mexico City? This is a rumor, because you hate America and you did not want to be in America on Thanksgiving Day. Is that is that confirmed?
Well, I was not in I was in San Miguel de Allende for Thanksgiving, where I ate crickets. Was part of one of the dishes that I ended up enjoying. I love America very much, and I think this country is beautiful. I do not like any Thanksgiving food. Not a fan of turkey. Don't like the cranberries. Not a fan of stuffing. My mom makes excellent gravy. I just can't get on board.
Okay, this will be our final appearance with Jamie Yukus, who has just told us by not telling us that she hates America.
I love America. I love baseball.
You didn't live up to it.
I love football. I love the mountains and the oceans and the fields of green.
I mean,
I just don't like
you want to sing? Give us a little Lee Greenwood right now. Come on, prove it that you really. Okay, you're 100% run on turkey. People listening to the show are tired of me saying this. It's dry. It's dull. It's last for me among the foods. My kid, my oldest boy, is a tremendous chef. He took over almost the entire meal this year. He made the turkey as good as it can be, and it's still way down the list for me. But stuffing, come on. Stuffing is phenomenal. You don't like stuffing?
It's okay. I mean, it's just not, to me, it's like it's so many calories for just not enough bang for me.
Okay, what, give me an item or two where you know the calories are off the charts, but it's worth the bang.
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So if you're home, so it sounds like, Dan, I think I have this right. When Jamie has Thanksgiving, it's a huge plate, and it's just one thing, mashed potatoes and gravy.
Exactly.
Other people have the green bean casserole. They have the turkey. They have the stuffing. They have a salad. You just have a giant plate shaped like the United States of America.
Correct.
And the rivers are the gravy. Is that it?
Exactly. Yes, 100%. Yes, you nailed it.
The key there, Jamie, is that anytime you hear Chad say, I think I have this right, what's about to come is some grossly over-hyperbolized twisting of reality.
Facts.
Into no.
Facts.
No.
I actually, Dan, in this instance, it's actually kind of true.
Thank you.
You're not helping me, Jamie. You're not helping me.
Okay. So the kid, Hunter, I loved everything except
the
one
kid,
thing.
Your kid?
Yeah, the kid, one of the kids, whatever his name is. You know what? Hey, you, buddy, what's your name again? He put the potatoes through this la-di-da, like streamer of some sort, and so they weren't lumpy. I like my potatoes slightly lumpy. Do you like them lumpy, really lumpy, or not lumpy at all?
Here's a big secret, Chad. I don't discriminate against any potatoes. I could be like Bubba Gump Shrimp. I like au gratin potatoes. I like baked potatoes. I like mashed potatoes. I like my mashed potatoes creamy. I like them lumpy. I like French fries. I like sweet potato fries. I like it all.
Yeah. So we've been having this segment with Jamie for 75 years. Close circuit to the sales staff, we now have found the perfect sponsor for this, the potato industry. Okay, Mr. Potato needs to sponsor this segment.
Yes,
let's go.
He does. Get on it. All right. You don't even know. Like, it's a joke. Do you realize I have taken my air fryer to other people's homes when I like to make French fries for everyone? Because I love potatoes so much, and you have to have real potatoes.
It'd be really weird if you went there and did the air fryer just for you. Can you do this just once for us? Bring it there and then just make the fries for yourself and just see how people react to it.
It's like it's a potluck and I show up with my air fryer and I make French fries for everybody. It's a hit.
I like it. Sweet potato fries or regular fries?
Regular if they're thin and salty.
How about crinkle fries?
I like a crinkle fry.
Crinkle fries.
I'd go sweet potato fry over a crinkle fry.
Yeah. I think sweet potato fries are massively underrated. Cook, your ideal fry is what? Just the plain McDonald's-like potato, I'm assuming.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, those are good.
They're fantastic.
I'm not discriminating.
Okay, hang on. More with Jamie. I want to talk China, the Olympics, Omicron, and what she's thinking at this point, because she is covering the Chinese Olympics, which are just a couple months away. The great Jamie Yukis is with us. Any texts you'd like to send for Jamie, that's always allowed. 651-461-9226. One of the 20 greatest songs of all time, Bill Withers, Use Me, brings us back. Jamie is here, 51 past 1. I see Dr. Oz is going to run for Senate in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, just posted that. Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Would you like to announce that you're running for office either in California or Minnesota?
No. Can you imagine me in government? That would not work. No.
Oh, I'd love it.
Why? You know, I know you're being somewhat facetious, but I've had other people ask me if I would ever do that. But I just don't want to. No.
Again, Dan doesn't love the country.
She
loved the country.
Yeah.
She'd run for office. I mean, she was basically running from it.
Anti-Thanksgiving, anti-government.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
I put her on a watch list.
Go to Mexico. Okay.
I don't like how people treat politicians on either side. I don't want to open myself up to that.
Not sure I love how politicians treat us either. And guess what? Then she's going to China. Very interesting. Okay, before I get to China, how can someone contact Jamie with the story idea? Thanks. How can somebody reach you?
Super easy. First and last name at gmail.com. JamieYuccas at gmail.com.
Very good. Right there. Her name at gmail.com. When are you scheduled to fly to Beijing, China?
That's a really great question.
Okay.
We've been discussing that the last before I left on vacation. I think we're going to have to leave the last week of January because there also are some rules where we may have to fly from the U.S. to another city internationally, like Paris, Tokyo, Amsterdam, and go through some testing procedures there and then get on a fully vaccinated flight from that location then into China.
This is to cover the Olympics. You've been very honest, saying you were a little conflicted on this. You obviously attended the last Olympics. That was very unique. Your schedule's been very busy. And then you thought, 5-10 years from now, if I look back and felt like I didn't cover it, what a great opportunity I would have missed. Are you still feeling in the ballpark about the same way?
Yeah, I mean, I have to kind of remain there, right? I've made the decision. You're such a good listener, Chad. You just nailed that, by the way. Congratulations. Kudos to you.
Yes. I record all these conversations.
I'm trying to remain in that mindset. You know, obviously you see this new variant come out and you go, oh, mm-hmm. no, like, what does this mean? It looks like China still, you know, plans to hold it. They're going to put us in this closed loop circuit. I think that's the only thing that has me a little anxious is that it's China and I don't know what to expect in terms of some of the rules and procedures. So we'll see. Believe me, I have anxiety about going, but I'm trying to manage that and stay in the mindset of what I told you, that I love witnessing history, and I think this will be a historical moment.
Are you going to bring your phone?
I'm very conflicted about this because if we're in a – and I'm being really honest with you right now. I don't want to bring my phone to China. I don't. I'd like to bring a burner phone or something. I then think about when I was in that 2-week modified quarantine in Japan, and that was – I was allowed to go out, you know, to work and still, you know, breathe some fresh air a couple times a day. But I really mentally had a hard time and need to connect with people, right? So I connect with people a lot of ways through, you know, social media, which will be taken away over there. You know, Zoom calls, I don't know how that's even going to work. I feel like in some ways, like, your phone is a little bit like a security blanket, right? Like, I realized the other day I bought an Apple Watch recently, and I'm waiting to do my 3 months free fitness thinking, oh, I'll just do my Apple Fitness while I'm in China. I don't know that that's a good idea. want to do it, but I don't know. So I'm very conflicted right now about that.
My gut tells me I would not take my phone.
I know.
But I know what you're saying.
But I ignore my gut all the time.
Yeah. Well.
And it never works out for me. So thank you for the reminder of trusting my gut.
Yeah. If I keep eating tonight, I'll be reminded more of my gut. but I'm with you, especially, you know, you're so far away. You're going to be so isolated. And let me just see things that make me feel good. And it makes me feel like I'm back home and I can talk to my friends and communicate.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I do not have an answer for you at this point.
Longest time you have been without your phone over the last couple of years.
Well, if anybody follows me on social media, I break my phone about once a month. So there's usually a 24-hour period once a month I'm without my phone.
It's crazy. Honestly, 30 seconds left. I got a heartbreak. Why do you keep breaking your phone?
Because I'm a klutz.
Yeah. Well, that's probably the appropriate answer then, right? Jeez. Dan, let's buy your phone insurance, okay? I mean, like Uber phone
Lots
insurance.
Lots of bubble wrap, yeah.
Yes, yes. We'll put you in a hazmat suit. All right,
I like
love
it.
You. You know
appreciate
that's
you.
True. Always appreciate the conversations. We'll talk soon.
Mwah, bye.
See ya. Jamie Ukas with us. Linda's Construction Time. It's 1:57. Time to get a quote for a clog-free Leaf Guard brand gutter. Among our topics next hour, Alex Rodriguez and Mark Loria join the show at 2:35. You better listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.